It's the worst podcast ever.
It's all lies.
It's all lies, yo.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
Worst podcast ever, yo.
It's all lies.
Welcome back to episode 7 of the worst podcast ever. Please leave. Please leave us alone. This is such a terrible, terrible place to be. You gotta go. Anyway, I'm your host, Danny Two Times, and we are back again with special guest, Janice 2.0. What's up, Janice?
Yo, Danny Two Times, how are you today?
Doing pretty good. So we got some insane topics today, guys. Probably out of every episode we have aired so far, these are going to just absolutely blow your mind. And some of them are Christmas themed. So that's important to remember. All right, quick disclaimer. This podcast is completely false. Nothing is real. Nothing is real in life anyway. I mean, how do you define what reality is?
Everything's made up.
So yeah, by that law of nature, we're not doing anything wrong. Anyway, on to the topics. Gingerbread men can feel pain. This is reported to be true. Study from University of Virginia just came in last night at midnight on Secret Scroll. The studies have concluded gingerbread men can, in fact, feel pain. This is very bad news, Janice.
I knew it. I've been saying this for years, and everyone said, "You're crazy, Janice 2.0." But no, I knew.
And shortly after, I mean, that's when you were exploded by a hand grenade, right? Because of all the controversy.
No, actually, so it was right around that time, but it was actually during my recovery. That's when I had all that free time to obviously be researching and understanding and circling back on that.
Yeah, I mean, pivoting off of that, let's go to the next topic, right? Now, this topic has a very special place in my heart. An Idaho man found a secret note in his Amazon box, which led him down an insane rabbit hole that you guys do not want to miss, because this can happen to you. This can happen to you in your Amazon box. All right. Second topic we got today. Making monsters in children's books real. We're going to go over all the facts, all the studies and statistics on this. Are there benefits? You know, what are the consequences from such an extreme change to our way of life, right? And third topic we got, one out of every 100 Elf on a Shelfs is possessed. So we're going to be covering how many units are on the shelves right now in big box retail stores, how many are being purchased. What does this mean for families around the United States? All right. So let's get into the first topic here, Janice. Gingerbread men can feel pain. This has been proven as fact. What do you think about this?
I think it's pretty obvious. I think to anyone who's been sympathetic to the gingerbread man movement, they've been very adamant about others gaining the understanding that they do, in fact, feel pain, emotion, sadness, happiness, not really anything sexual, because obviously they're cookies, but they do feel nonetheless.
Now, these studies, were they conducted with live gingerbread men as like experiments?
You wouldn't believe the atrocious experiments that have happened with the willing consent of these gingerbread men who, quite frankly, weren't fully informed as to what they were signing up for.
I believe they were promised to be paid several sprinkles, as well as a few M&Ms.
And even, no, so the initial offer was that, but they settled on 3 gold gumdrops and then the M&Ms and sprinkles.
Now, do the gingerbread men understand that this candy is not real money and it has no
not to us, but to them.
Right. Okay, but who...
So, okay, you clearly haven't done your research, and that's fine.
Okay, okay.
But go on. Obviously, there's an entire sector of gingerbread families, gingerbread communities, and they're very much real and alive.
Yeah, so this is really just a hard-hitting topic, guys. I mean, millions of gingerbread families are just really suffering right now, just being torn apart limb by limb, chewed up and literally swallowed, and melted in a vat of scorching hot stomach acid, all while the person who ate them is just kind of nonchalantly walking around, maybe having a nice day, you know, maybe seeing a movie with some friends or something. And meanwhile, this man is just praying for death, honestly, like just slowly dissolving into an abyss of acid. Just, God, it's just awful. Anyway, Janice, do you have anything else to say on this topic?
Only that those with the time should please donate that time to helping the gingerbread cause. You can do so at gingerbreadhouseoffun.com. Mm-hmm. Again, that's gingerbreadhouseoffun.com.
gingerbreadhouseoffun.com.
Yep.
Yeah. I visit that website at least 7 times a day, honestly. So when I wake up, I check
out... Well, the mini games. Mini games are the best.
I check out the mini games, and they got some good recipes there, too. Okay, moving on to our second topic of the podcast. Look, guys, this is a real story, okay? Idaho man found a secret note in his Amazon box. It was apparently taped to the bottom inside of the box. He was just ordering a pair of scissors from Amazon. I don't know why he couldn't just run out to Staples. I guess that's just where we are as a civilization now. But he didn't even have the scissors to open the box, so I guess it was urgent. Anyway, this man finds this note, and it takes him on a pretty strange journey. Have you heard about this, Janice?
I only know what you've mentioned so far in the podcast. I'm just as intrigued as our listeners, I'm sure.
Yep. So this actually has not hit the news. We are the first station to cover this topic.
As we do.
It is getting leaked here and there, but it's getting covered up. So look, this note led this man to an abandoned Chuck E. Cheese, okay? It was a very cryptic treasure map that landed this man in Idaho in an abandoned Chuck E. Cheese full of cobwebs, darkness, shadows, and forgotten memories. And what he found in this Chuck E. Cheese was a man who was simply a leg. Crazy, right?
Just like a leg?
His entire body was a leg.
A human leg? A crab leg? What are we talking?
Have you ever seen...
Bison leg?
Futurama, one of the sewer people, his whole body is a leg, I believe. It's like just a
single... Like the leg lamp?
Kind of, but more like green and grotesque.
Okay, so an old Greg leg.
Old Greg leg. An old Greg leg.
I'm old Greg.
Anyway, could it have been old Greg? Maybe. Could it have been old Greg's leg that decided to beg someone to...
Peg.
Anyway, guys, the third topic we got today. Monsters and children's books are coming to life. Now, I'm really fired up about this topic. It hits home in a personal way. This has happened to me. Janice, I mean, what do you want to say about this?
So I think what's important to note is that these monsters are not coming alive. They are being brought to life deliberately in labs around the world right now. There are an estimated 2 million monsters being made every 5 days. So what that means is there is just this relatively slow.
Back it up, Jan. I'm sorry to interrupt. Did you say 2 million monsters?
Yes.
2 million monsters a day, guys.
So No. Every 5 days.
Every 5 days, guys. So you can do the math. That's like 1 million monsters a day. I mean, at least, right?
Something like that.
But yeah.
So these monsters, what you need to understand is they are being deployed into the closets of children under their beds. Damn. So every time you feel like there is a monster chasing you up the stairs or chasing you from your kitchen into your bedroom in the middle of the night, and you have to turn a light on in the next room before you turn the light off in the room that you're leaving.
You're saying that's real.
That's real. You're not imagining things. Accidentally knock your glasses off of your bedside stand, but you're too scared to reach down on the floor and pick them up because you just think you have this weird feeling that something is going to grab your hand. That something is one of these monsters.
Wow. So, like, what's, like, the likelihood? Like, what are the odds that the person listening to this podcast right now in this moment... what are the odds that there is a monster within 5 feet of this person right now?
I would say relatively fair odds right now. It's about a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, I mean, so the person listening to this podcast right now, we can see you, okay? We can see you. We are looking at you through binoculars right now. And we see you are sitting on your couch right now.
So wait, don't press that button. Don't press that button.
Don't close the podcast.
Don't do that.
And
stay.
And there is a monster about 3 cubic feet from you right now. So don't turn around.
Do with that information what you will.
Do with that information what you will.
They can smell fear. So just don't be scared.
Do not be afraid. All right, guys, we're moving on. To our fourth topic.
It's definitely a number.
It is one of the numbers. All right. Yeah, this is nuts. I can't believe that they're letting this happen. They're letting this go on. It's an epidemic. One out of every 100 elf on a shelf is possessed.
Called it.
Mm-hmm. Janice, you did call this back in 05.
Yeah.
I remember this at the conference.
Yeah.
Yep. So we were at the conference of Warriors Against Elves, and Janice did a...
Yeah, it was on Deception Island.
Yep. And she did a soliloquy.
On whales.
On whales, and also about how one in every 100 elf on a shelf was possessed.
We're possessed. And everyone, I got laughed out of the symposium.
They all laughed at you at the symposium.
Yeah.
I was there. I was inebriated, but I was there. It was just a ridiculous party all day. The scientists there are just fucking nuts. They're nuts. This one guy taped a broom to his back and he was just dusting the place, like sweeping up. And he was like, I'm the sweeper man. I am the sweeper man. Look at me.
Did he sound just like that?
Yes. And everyone was trying to avoid him. Look, I digress. How many... looks like there are 19.5 million elf on a shelf currently in circulation right now. Is that a real fact?
That's a fact as of March of this year. Since we're going into the holiday season right now, I'm willing to bet that number has increased. So we'll call it an even 20 million.
Okay, so 20 million elves on a shelf.
In the houses of everyday people around the world right now.
Sleeping innocent children.
Yep.
With these in the house right now. Maybe even near you.
Yeah.
But by the statistics, one out of every 100. So out of the 20 million, that means an army of 200,000 possessed elves on shelves. Pretty, pretty scary, if you ask me.
for me, I've been prepared for this. I've been saying this for years. So,
right.
So I really don't, I have no words right now, honestly, because
what can people do to prepare?
It's pretty funny. Everything that I've been saying for the past 15 fucking years.
Right. But I mean,
10 years, I can't do math.
No one really has time to read your lab papers.
Oh shit. Almost 20 years.
Yeah. 20 years that you devote your life to this very specific subject.
You know, yeah, 20 years of being called an idiot, being told I'm wrong, only to find out I was right the whole time.
Now this
did I hear a thank you? No. No thank you. No thank you.
Now we're dealing with an army of possessed assassin Pinocchios. Just fucking...
Don't talk about my man Pinocchio like that.
I mean, look, this is what we're dealing with.
I mean, Pinocchio is also possessed. He literally comes to life, but
yeah,
we don't have to talk about that right now.
And watch out for Pinocchio, okay? This guy...
Wait. We got to cut out all the stuff about Pinocchio. Disney will come for us. We cannot do that.
Really?
Yes. We will get some sort of... Yeah.
All right, whatever.
So these elves on the shelves are coming for your children. They're coming for your pets. They have access to your home when you're at work. You need to be cautious of them. Keep a house cam on your elf on the shelf at all times. And you need to go back and review the footage. You'd be surprised at how quick they are. You need to watch frame by frame. I don't care if it takes all night.
They have the nuclear codes, right? This has been proven, right? They found, I think, 7 different elf on shelf models.
So they come with a book. Every elf on the shelf comes with a book, and it's been shown that the imagery in these books has hidden secret coded messages in the illustrations themselves. It's the nuclear codes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is horrible. I mean, how could our government let this happen? Anyway, let's wrap up the episode today with the guest submission. Let's check the Gmail, see what we got.
Let's check the Gmail. Yeah! All
right, we got a guest submission here from Zazzle. Zazzle says, "Hey guys, hate the podcast. Terrible podcast. I'm outside your house right now. Please open the door." Okay, so guys, it has appeared to us that the address of the TWPE podcast studio has been compromised. We need to now pack up the microphones, pack up the gear. It's about $3 million worth of gear here, and we got to go.
Evacuation maneuver number 9.
Yeah, so we got to hit the road. This is very, very scary for us. So maybe there will
be... This happens all the time, though.
Yeah, true. But, you know, maybe there'll be an episode, maybe there won't, next couple days.
Yeah, we might not have access to electricity for the next few weeks.
Oh, she got in the house. She got in the house. Okay, she's in the house, so...
Just throw the cats at her.
Okay, so guys, we're gonna wrap it up here. Janice, thank you so much for being on. We out.
It's all wise. It's all wise, yo.